God's grace, his mercy, and his peace always be a blessing to each and every one of you. Amen. The text I have chosen for our meditation is the Holy Gospel lesson. I read the first couple of verses to refresh our memory. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus. And the Pharisees and the scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. He said, "There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, 'Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me.'" Here ends the reading of our Lord's word. In the name of Jesus, who took our place on Calvary's cross to pay for your sins and mine, and then rose from the dead to assure us of eternal life in heaven, my dear fellow Christian friends, today this parable of the prodigal son and his older brother is none other than the Almighty God himself speaking to you and to me. No question about it, that father and two sons has so much to tell us. Well, when I began, first of all, thinking about this text and what I was going to say, I decided that I would ask my good wife, Barb, a question about this parable. I asked, in this parable, which child are you, Barb? Would you consider yourself to be like that rebellious rascal called the prodigal? Or would you consider yourself to be that holier-than-thou older boy? Now, I just know that you people who know Barb would love to know how she answered that question. Well, all she said was, "I'm like both boys." Wow. What a good answer. She surely wasn't egotistical. In fact, she was spot-on biblical. And then I told her how good her answer was, and she says, "Yeah, and I didn't have to spend 4 years at the seminary to figure that out." However, to fully understand what Jesus was teaching that day with this parable, we have to know what kind of people he was addressing. So thankfully, the lesson starts out by telling us right away that he was speaking this parable to some Pharisees and scribes. You know who they are. Those were people who were quite proud of how religious they were. Oh yes, these people believed that they were so much better than most people in this world. So what teaching of God, I ask, do you suppose Jesus would want to get across to people like the Pharisees, who hated Jesus because he's always hanging around with those terrible people, those tax collectors for Rome and other sinners? Well, the first thing those Pharisees and scribes needed to learn from God's word is that all human beings, yes, every human being, either knowingly or unknowingly, sins constantly against God's law and his commands. The second thing those self-righteous Pharisees needed to know is that in order to receive God's forgiveness comes only when we repent of our sins, when we realize how we have sinned against God, and we truthfully say, "Oh, Almighty God, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins." Oh, there's no question. So easily our egos often affect and get in the way of what God is trying to teach us in the Word. In fact, because of our egos, people often completely misunderstand the whole point of what Jesus is trying to teach with the parable of the prodigal son. So even though you people, many of you have heard this parable during your lifetime many, many, many times, but let's review it again. Here's a father, Jesus said, who has two boys. One of the boys, the older one, was such a good boy. He obeyed his father. However, the other boy, the younger one, was a real rascal. He wants to leave home. He wants to live his life the way he wants to live. No way does he want his father or always to live under his father's roof. Yes, this rascal, you see, was so self-centered that he never took time to even begin to think or realize his father's feelings. So one day he walks up to his dad, and listen how thoughtlessly he talks to his father. Look, Dad, both of us know for certain that you're not going to live very much longer. So the odds are I'm going to inherit part of the estate. So, Dad, I'd just as soon take my money right now and go live life the way I want to live. Well, rather than tarring and feathering the dickens out of this irresponsible brat, the loving father allows the boy to do exactly as he asked. So now, the boy, with his pockets bulging full with all kinds of money, he sets out for parts unknown. Obviously, you people already know what's going to happen to him. So quickly, the boy is down and out broke. However, one day, while chomping down food with some smelly pigs, the rascal begins to come to his senses. He says to himself, "What in the world is wrong with me? You know, I wonder if I could go back home again and ask my dad if I could just be one of his slaves." Yes, finally, his son realizes the truth about himself. Indeed, he needs to go to his father and repent. "I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins." Well, off he goes, the repentant son, walking miles and miles back to his father. However, while he was still a long way off, the father learns that his problem child is coming back home again. Oh, man. Now picture that scene very brilliantly in your minds. This gracious father, mind you, is so happy to find out that his son is coming home, so he runs out to meet the boy. Why? Well, just to make sure that he understands that he is welcome to come back home. That is the painting, that is the picture of the amazing love of our Creator, who gave us his Son to give us the gift of eternal life. Here comes this boy who's sorry for his sins, and his loving father gives him a brand new set of clothes, a big fancy diamond ring, and a big celebration party with the fatted calf. Well, with this parable today, Jesus certainly teaches that all of us sinners should notice how happy the Father is to see his child come back home again. Imagine, in this parable, the Father doesn't even chew us out for spending all that money and wasting it. Oh yes, my friends, that's some amazing, amazing grace. However, my dear friends, because Jesus was telling this parable to Pharisees, you know, people who felt that they were a whole lot better in the eyes of God than those tax collectors that our Lord was hanging around, well, because of that, Jesus had to go on. with this parable to the so-called good son. Oh yes, you see, just like I remember Paul Harvey back in the good old days, you know, on the radio with his newscast, and he always used to say, "There is the rest of the story." You see, Jesus went on in this parable about an older brother, the so-called good son, the one who gets all angry because his dad was giving his sinful brother a big welcoming home celebration. So listen now what the father says to his older son. "Son, please come home and celebrate with us because your brother, whom we thought was dead, is alive." Now at this point, I can't help but remember another popular parable that our Lord told. I'm sure you remember it. The parable of the shepherd who had 100 sheep, and one of them decides to wander off. And so the shepherd leaves the good 99, and he goes out searches for the one lost sheep. And finally, when he finds that lost sheep, Jesus says this, "I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous." Doesn't that make it clear that the whole point Jesus is making with these parables is that he and all of heaven are so glad when sinners realize what they are and repent of their sins and become fully forgiven by God, our Father in heaven. You see, that's the most important truth of our Lord's parables. The main issue in these parables are not, for example, the prodigal son or the older brother or the one lost sheep. No, the main character is the forgiving Father who sent his only Son into the world to earn for you and for me the kind of righteousness that God demands from us in heaven. Well, in closing, I want to read a short prayer. It was written by a woman by the name of Alma Kearns. Some of you women might remember her a few years ago with the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. She was the national president. And she wrote a devotional booklet, and with the parable of the prodigal son, she closed it off with this short prayer. Please pray it with me. She said, "Jesus, Savior of the world, have mercy on me, a sinner. Yes, a modern-day Pharisee. Amen." In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in our crucified and risen Lord. Amen.